Hey there. A small warning. When I make these files, I usually sanitize them. Something for general audiences. Even when I'm dealing with relatively potently laid out fetishes, the kind of visceral thing that gets people, while their blood pumping, their bodies shivering, I still do a sanitized version I think I can put out to the general public. This is to reduce my complaint letters and the arguments I get in about whether it's okay to write a given type of fiction. But I'm not really going to be bothering to do that with these. The scripts I produced for these audios were made late at night when I was very tired. What little script I have, the rest is going to be ad-libbed off the top of my head, the kind of thing that goes through my head when I think about the particular topic that we're going to explore today. Whatever that topic may be, I will give it my most indulgent, erotic, explicit, and obscene treatment. Therefore, be ready for imagery that is, at times, either unsettling or satisfyingly fetishistically overwhelming. You've been warned. To give a more precise warning, be prepared for anything. If you have any doubt about your reception of extreme content in this genre, or if you're inexperienced within it, I recommend you check out the sample file. The baseline level of information, eroticism, mind-numbing pleasure will be the same throughout the series. I'll just be taking concepts introduced at the beginning and expanding upon them until there's nothing left. Now, get comfortable, and if you've chosen to listen, settle in. And thank you for taking the time to listen. When you're done, make sure to let me know what you think, or if you'd like more like these. A dream of another place, the mind moving staccato from image to image. You see yourself standing there, hands sliding down your body, exploring a body more muscled, more idealized, more perfected, your length rigid and virile, so much so that your hips feel drawn forward, and why shouldn't they? A wet, dripping pussy, a kneeling form, legs spread, body offered, looking back over its shoulder, looking back at you, dripping, nude sex, your length telling you it should be buried inside, your balls pulling up against your body, oh, feeling how heavy they are, feeling yourself get lost in the thrum and the thrust and the way that you move, and indeed you do move, and rubbing produces reverie, and reverie intensifies. Hypnotic control and deepness, the deep-down urges that spike to the surface, resonating across your skin, sparking, tingling, sizzling away thought, every thought merely a bubble on the cusp. But the things happening in your body are more powerful than mere thoughts. The things happening between your legs tell you you must thrust forward, bury yourself deep, your mind fading out, leaving only you caught in reverie, your hands between your legs massaging your balls, rubbing the cum up into them, through them, and you feel your thoughts becoming bubbles and popping, running down your mind, down the back of your throat, down the back of your neck, down your spine, tingling, back arching to thrust your hips forward anew and more, the rhythm, the slap of flesh as you bury yourself in a warm length that squeezes you, milking you. Her body is desperate for you. It's achingly indulgent. Her body's made for sex, made for this, and you grip her hips. She moans and moves, but rather than look at her face and think about her as anything other than a serving agency for your length, you think only about your cock buried in her wet depths. You think about your mind leaking down, dripping down your back, dripping down your butt, down between your legs to your balls, where it pools and connects and grows them and makes everything better. Your mind leaking into your balls, popping, popping, sparking, thrusting. One thrust and then another, you feel like something's going to happen, attempting to hold back as the entirety of your mind, as everything you think is being worked into your cock, the length of your shaft buried deep within her, the wetness, the heat, the dripping, your balls tugged up taut, tight, needy, getting heavier and heavier as if they were thick with your seed, and that's exactly what she wants, yes. You're here to give your cum, to let loose and paint and drip, and show the virile ache of your cock elevated in your mind, the head bulbous and drooling, the entire length of it rigid, the veins outstanding. It looks so good. And as you slide it inside of her, you know she thinks the same, because her walls are moving tightly, your balls are now slapping against her, you're massaging them with one hand, but every thrust, you let the wetness of her juices drooling out of her, showing she loves it, and the wetness of your pre-cum, now it might as well be droplets of the real thing, oozing out of you, dripping down, pooling on the floor below, but all you think of is the wetness, the dripping, the loss of thought as you fuck and rut, and your muscles feel stronger, and your brow is sweated, and your body is locked to hers. You're deep inside, and you just need to keep thrusting, need to give in. You feel the thoughts filling up your head, filling you, driving you, driven constantly onward, needing to move your hips, thrust your body, feel her resound back against you, feel the way she pushes back, welcoming, begging, pleading, wanting more of you inside of her, and so she pushes back, and you thrust. She pushes back, and you thrust. What at first was invigorating slows down. Now it's a slow, rhythmic savoring. She's squeezing her walls around your cock. She's working you so intensely, so captivatingly. All you can do is surrender your body. All you can do is surrender your mind. But she's already done that. Before you arrived, she was craving your virile, confident cock. You realize your mind doesn't contain exactly how you got here, but thrusting, thrusting. Her juices seem to be absorbed into your shaft with each long thrust, making it bigger, thicker, harder, like fucking her wet pussy, filling it up, almost filling it with your cum. So close. Doing this is making your cock fulfill its purpose. She's making you harder, wetter, bigger than you've ever been. Your balls are swelling as well, with your fluids and hers mingling and mixing down on them, like some kind of serum filling them up, making them bigger, heavier. So you weight your body forward. You let your chest fall against her back. You lean over her, mating her, laying on top of her where she's laying on some flat, padded surface in front of you. You're getting ready to breed her. You thrust and thrust, your mind leaking out, filling up your big, heavy balls, your ass clenching. You thrust. There's a wet sleeve around you. Desperate little moans, desperate little gasps, filtering back up to your mind as you thrust, and the wet smacking fills you up, rebounds inside of you, becomes everything, becomes what you needed all along, the hidden need you carry through every day, the hidden need to breed and fuck and fill, the waiting, confident, aching virility, where if someone wants you, and you want them, then giving in truly to your animal urges is a fulfillment of what you both are, what you both always were, which in this moment is you rutting lustful against her, thrusting deep inside the 3-2-1, 3-2-1, 3-2-1. You wake slowly. Your length still feels hot. It's locked in your hand, gripped as you squeeze your balls lightly with the other, feeling how full of cum they are, and yet you didn't come yet. Yes, you wake on a comfortable bed. No woman to be found, just your own pre-cum dripping down inside your hand, and the 3-2-1. Pump and throb and wait and ache. You feel yourself relax. Only a dream, but a wonderful one. You try to hold on to it as long as possible, but it slips out of your hand like water through your fingers. You remember that today you're going to donate some cum. Unfortunately, donating sperm doesn't work quite the way it worked in your small fever dream. So you rise, but still you're in a little haze, you still remember, as if in some parallel reality you could flick over to by changing the channel. You remember the wet, curvaceous, aching slit, the hips, the breasts, the pure cock sleeve in front of you, and she desperately wanted your length, yes, that was your dream, someone who wants you so badly, who wants your thick cock and your swollen balls, aching, ready to deposit a cargo of your cum. More likely you'll merely be masturbating, but it's a new clinic downtown that pays better than any of the others, and this is a good way to supplement your income. You're doing well enough, you're in good physical shape, you don't mind answering a questionnaire, you already filled it out online. all that's left is to go down there and give your sample. And so you head for the door. Out of where you are and toward where you will be, but in your head you still have the dream vision, beautiful, wet, squeezing slit, pumping and pulsing along your long, hard cock. It'll be easy to provide the sample when you get there, walking slow, your mind fading, your balls taut. Time seems to pass more quickly when you think about slamming your shaft and spreading the walls, the inner pleats of that desperate, needy pussy. Her walls indulging in you, milking you, seeing her breasts slap around, big and heavy, your balls sloshing tight up against your body as you thrust, thrust, mind lost in your thick, hard cock. You follow along the path you already know. You arrive eventually at a small building. There are potted plants in the reception room, a beautiful receptionist, huge breasts, swaying hips as she stands and welcomes you, greeting you with a smile, directing you toward a treatment room. Yeah, she's a good candidate for the woman from the vision in your mind, and you can't help but feel your erection staying hard. If she notices it, she doesn't show any sign, just opening the door and pointing you in. The room inside has a comfortable chair, a TV screen, some magazines. The screen is already on, but it seems to be just showing some kind of screensaver, so you wonder if there's a remote in there to turn on some porn. Walking to the chair, hearing the door to the room close behind you. The walls are in a pleasing shade, light blue that lures you in. You walk inside. You feel your length harden, and now that you know you have privacy, you take the small sample cup that you were provided, thinking that you're definitely going to overflow it, seating yourself down, placing it open nearby. You'll wait until the time is right to pick that up. Right now, you look at the screen. There's some kind of moving circle, a spiral pattern. Guess it's good to keep the TV from freezing on any particular image, which can be bad for them. You look around for a remote, but your eyes keep being drawn back. And now your hands between your legs sliding down, opening your pants, a sudden ferocity in your movements as you move your clothes out of the way. Your cock springs free, slaps against your belly with its eagerness. You grip it in one hand. You feel your balls. Yeah, they do feel bigger. You reach down and just begin stroking. You don't need to put anything on. You're already so horny. But the problem is it feels so good to touch, to stroke, to stimulate, imagining that girl moaning and rolling against you, imagining yourself giving in to a lust more powerful, more primal, from some distant place, some distant space inside your head that's been opened up, and once it's opened, it gets to flow, gets to roam its way down between your legs and make your balls and cock feel bigger, harder, throbbing, dripping. You stare at the pattern and watch it spiral toward the center. You stare and feel your mind leaking out of you. You watch as your entire body gets tense and tense. You want to reach over for the sample cup and put it on the tip of your cock. You want to come into that, but your mind is just, oh, so caught up, thinking about your hard cock as the only part of you that matters, imagining having a sleeve there to thrust into, having a willing, ready woman there, ready to ride your cock. You think about it just as you feel the chair under you buzz a little. You move the wrong way, and there's a brief flash, a little pinch on your thigh. But when you look, there must have been a button or something sticking out on the chair or some part of its apparatus, because, yeah, it can lean back. So you do. You reach down and lean the chair back. It only goes back far enough that you can sort of see the ceiling, but you can also see, hey, there's a mirror up there. That's strange. Therefore, you can see yourself. You can see your cock, rigid, standing up, drooling pre-cum. You can see yourself, the perfect specimen, your cock throbbing. You see the screen as well, that spiral image, drawing your eyes inward, faint light fading and filtering. But your cock is most important, and you keep pumping, keep pumping, keep moving it, keep sending pleasure chemicals and hormones through your brain, pumping, pumping. You feel a little spark of pleasure from the spot where you felt that pinch before. Your butt clenches, your cock swells in your hand. It's harder than it's ever been. It's harder than you can imagine. It's hard to even move it around. All you can do is grip it and move your hand up and down the shaft. The veins standing out, your balls are swelling in your hand. They're so heavy, so full of cum. You feel yourself just lay back in the chair and close your eyes, grunting and rutting, thrusting your hips, bouncing on the springs of the comfortable chair. Your body flushes, warm, dripping with it, the need and the pleasure. The entirety of you wants something warm and gripping, wrapped around your length. You want to feel someone bouncing up and down. No, you want to be gripping their hips, pushing them forward and back, feeling a wet, dripping pussy around your length. You want to pump and pump until your ass is clenching with little tingling sparks, until your balls are pulling up taut against you, and your shaft is just dripping into your hand, cum streaming in long, juicy strands from your length, the musky scent of sex filling the room at that moment. You do hear the door open, but you're so caught up in your length, hard, throbbing, dripping, taking over, looking between your legs, looking up at the mirror, seeing you pump, seeing how desperate and confident and wanton you are, how you would happily fuck and thrust away at a willing companion. Filling her, dripping in her, marking her inside, branding her as yours, a terrible, aching, avaricious need. A greed for pleasure fills you. You thrust the air, you thrust into your hand, you wait and want and need someone. And then you see the beautiful receptionist standing above you, hair streaming down her back, her breasts bursting out of her top, quite literally as she pulls it aside. The door is closed once more. She's there, and there's a vacant expression on her face, drooling. You look at the mirror, compare it to yours. Yes, the two of you are the same. The moment she's got her clothes off, standing before you, her hips flared, her pussy just spread wide by two of her fingers as she dives them in and out, you notice the same desperation in the masturbation she's undergoing. As she steps closer, leaving a trail of her fluids now down her inner thighs and onto the floor below. She turns so you see her ass, her pussy, spread. She leans forward, climbs atop the chair you're on, raising her leg with balletic grace, sweeping it down over the other side, lowering her body. You just point your cock the right way and feel her slide down on it, like your personal sleeve slipped across it, and gradually you become only the cock between your legs, only the shifting, spurting need. The way your balls are now clenched up tight, you can feel her warm pussy as it falls down on you, the weight of her body. She's just impaled there, suddenly surrounded by warmth, your tip so deep inside, it must be banging deep, deep within, and making her feel every inch, spreading her, and she's just riding. She doesn't move her hips. You look up in the mirror and see her face turn straight up toward the ceiling, her eyes roll back in her head, the grimace of pleasure mingled with intensity on her face as she rides you. She's wetter than you imagined, even wetter than in the vision, the dream you had earlier. Your body just reacts the same way. You freeze up because it is divine to have the heat of her pussy washing across your inner thighs. Thighs and balls. Heat is steaming off of her, her unnaturally warm and engorged genitals mirroring your own aching, throbbing cock. Her clit is standing out, so when she rides you, each deep, long, falling thrust, and she does this now, brings her clit into contact with the base of your cock, right where your balls meet your shaft. She's riding, and she's getting off, too, because she shivers. Her hands grip your legs, and she bounces. You keep your hands gripping the arms of the armchair, trying to hold on, trying to hold back a big, thick, oh, long wave of cum, trying to keep from filling her up right away. You don't know what's happening, but this is a marvelous way for them to take a deposit from you. She's moaning, contorting, groaning, aching for it, her whole body. She lays there, sitting reverse cowgirl, facing away from you. You can see her ass slapping, bobbing up and down. She turned and shifted, and now all you see is her slamming herself home on your length. But if you want to look at her her big breasts bouncing and her huge nipples. You need only look up at the mirror in the ceiling, watching her bounce and bounce and throb and drip. Her pussy is so hot, you notice a small mark on her right buttock where she must have been sitting, and something pricked her the same way something pricked your thigh earlier. She seems quite into this. She's moaning, groaning. You don't want to come yet because you want to hold out. You want to make her fuck herself to exhaustion on your cock. When you think that, your rigidness just gets harder and harder, but it's also harder and harder to hold back. Your butt is rising off the chair. You're thrusting up to meet her, thrusting yourself into her, filling her, spreading her, stretching her. Yeah, your cock is big enough to stretch her out, and she aches for it. Inside of your mind, changes are already happening. Inside of your body, shifts are already materializing. You moan, your cock feels so big and hard, thrust so deep inside of her. You nod and drool away, and she's doing the same. Her eyes are still rolled back, and every now and then her whole body shivers, locks up, slams down, grips your cock, milks it a few times deep inside. There's a rhythm to it, a desperation, and it speaks to something deep inside of your head, something in your soul that says, this is where you belong, deep inside of her, breeding, perpetuating, alive, filling her, fulfilling her, because she clearly wants it, clearly wants you, and you wanted her as well, filling her up, thrusting in, wet and hot, nice organic cock sleeve, aching for it. Yes, that's what you want, not this passive riding. No, you want something more. You grab her hips, and she moans as if she loves it, loves your sudden touch upon her, the squeezing of her, your pussy. Oh, and that's what it is. You're fucking her, and that's all she is right now, is her wet, needy, aching slit as she rides you. All she is the dripping of her juices and her brain leaking out of her, the same way all you are and all you need to be right now is the length of your cock and your balls taut against it. You can fill this cock sleeve with cum. You can make her nice and deep and compliant, and that's what'll happen. That's what your brain tells you will happen. Your body's pulsing with some chemical. You know it because you feel how hard your cock is. It isn't going down. You know, even if you come, you'll stay hard. You'll be able to keep doing it. And that's why you grab her by the hips, push the chair forward out of its reclined position, and she just stays on your lap, grinding her pussy down your cock, wanting it wet and hot and deep and hard. And you push her to the floor lightly, going with her. She's on hands and knees. She scrabbles there, making sure that her pussy stays impaled on your cock. You see her ass. You see the little hole there, clenching and clenching. You slap her ass and she just squeals, moaning, gasping, letting it out, and begins riding back against you harder. But you're not going to be outdone. You have to take control. You grip her hair, feeling its soft silkenness in your hand. You grab her breasts with your other hand, letting your balls fall free and slap against her as your hips start to move. Each long, deep, mind-numbing thrust smacks against her body. She pushes back against you, moaning, rutting, losing herself to an animalistic lust. A pool of your mingled juices is forming on the floor below. Your whole body feels the tingle, feels the deepness, feels the fatigue, the ache. But between your legs, there is only virility. There is only vitality. You thrust and let go, and your mind lets go with it, flowing down into you, opening the floodgates. Your cum flows out, and the only thing that arrives in your mind is these words, these thoughts, these needs, these aches, your climax overwhelming you, overtaking you, shivering its way out of your cock and into her. Spurt. One big, warm, hot, wall-slathering spurt of cum and ache and need, and she moans and throws her head back and freezes, gripping at the floor under her, grasping, moaning. You see her toes curl. You feel her pussy squeeze. She's coming. She's coming. She's pulling your cum deep into her. Spurt, spurt, as your balls empty themselves. One big, long, hard, thrusting need. You keep your dick as deeply buried as you can, your mind spurting out of it as two. A second warm wave paints her womb, fills her pussy, deposited in her, your cum flowing out into her. Three. Another big spurt that makes your balls taut and your mind white hot and your whole body pinned against her, clinging to her, the sweat of your chest against the sweat of her back, your hand gripping her breast, feeling the huge nipple, feeling her press back against you, begging for it, wanting it, aching for it. She needs more. You give her more. A fourth long, hard spurt. It seems just as strong as the first one. Your balls must be empty, and yet still they spurt, and therefore your orgasm stretches on. Climactic, mind-numbing, brain-numbing, entire body pinned to her, wanting her, using her, thinking of how she's your wet, squeezing cock sleeve, and what you are is a cock there to provide cum, a hard, rigid entity providing stud service for this wanton cock sleeve pussy pushing back on you. She, in her own wantonness, is smiling and nodding, as if the same instructions arriving in your mind were arriving in hers. You think of the spiral on the screen, and your mind goes blank, and you give in, giving as many long, hard, thrusting, smacking, pulsing, spurting, darting, jetting, needy thrusts as you can. Her pussy is milking you, pulling you in, trying to pull you in. You feel your mind pulled in through your shaft, into her body, the experience of her curves, the experience of her against you, wanting you, running back onto you, driving her pussy against you, more and more every moment, and you let go. You get to let go. You get to spurt. She's receiving it all, taking it all. You think about her taking your seed, marked deep inside, spattered, splattered, aching, throbbing. You know her mind is leaking away. You know the more you come in her, the more of whatever dripped into your system before will leak into her as well. You're knocking her up with your wet, aching seed sticking to her walls. You're making her pussy into more of a sleeve for your shaft. That's just what you do now. That's what your big, hard cock getting bigger by the second, harder by the second. You know you could come again if you kept going, thrusting, thrusting, virile, aching. You are making her, breaking her, aching through her, and she wanted it and begged for it. She knew exactly what was going on, and when you began to fill her, she throbbed and thrusted and rode back against you, her pussy tempting you, forcing you to come, milking you, more efficient than any device could, or so you think. But in that moment, laying across her body, she slumps to one side, and you go with her, forming the bigger spoon, keeping your cock buried inside, plugging her up with your cum. You know she can feel it. She grasps her belly approvingly, rubbing it, feeling how you thrust and fill her, claim her, make her feel it. You're inside, and you can feel your sticky cum all around your cock as you lay there, your eyes slowly closing, pulling her against you, and she nestles back against you, welcoming you to keep her pussy filled for as long as you're engorged, drug-fueled cock with whatever they use to make you hard and simple and thick and warm and sticky as it fills her. Your eyes slowly close, and you shiver against her. Her pussy is still leaking, dripping, still wants more, and even as she falls asleep, you feel the way that she's moving her hips, milking your shaft, welcoming more of you inside of her, moaning. Her big breasts in your hands feel wet and hot and sticky. Your mind feels the same way, and so does the wet, throbbing, milking heat inside her pussy, where the cock that has replaced your mind is studding her into oblivion, amid orgasmic shivers that echo to your inner thighs, set you off again until the virile, confident, heated rut tells you she is yours to use by choice, and therefore you should use her well. Stretch her wide, come hard and deep and dripping. That kind of hunger sticks with you. That kind of hunger stays in your mind. That kind of ache fills you to the brim until you pop. And until you return.